Would you call up the container you put the garbage in a pail also?
Garbage can.
Can.
We have to use them a lot more now than we did 20 years ago because they got a cook stove anymore, so you used to burn that up.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got to take it outside.
Now the thing you'd fry eggs in the morning is a what?
Skillet.
Not a spider.
No, that's right. That's the use case here. No, we always call it a skillet here.
Or not a frying pan.
Well, that's used occasionally too.
Skillet is the main one. Okay. Now, there's sometimes a heavy iron vessel with a large opening that you'd cook things in. Great big thing you used to use in the old times. Put it over
a pot. Mm-hmm. Big pot. I'll never forget my mother was running lard. Send my sister and I and the lard run over on the hot stove. Hit my sister in the eye and she became blind.
Mm-hmm.
But it come out all right.
She got her sight back.
Yes, she got her sight back.
Now you might stir this pot with what? The big
paddle or ladle. Mm-hmm. We used to stir apple butter and it'd be killed like that too with it. Well, no, they really had a stick with a one come down like this and with a bunch of holes in it.
Mm-hmm.
Now you ain't interested.
Well, that's all right. The pot would be kittle then, too.
Kettle, yeah. Mm-hmm. And more recent years, they had the large kettles with a tin up on the side and a door, and you could fire underneath that.
Now, what would you call a container that your wife might put some flowers in, just put on the table?
Vase. Not vase.
All right. We're together on that one. Then a little bit ago, your wife was doing what here? She was
washing the dishes.
And see, after you wash them, she washes them first, and then she runs water. She
dries them.
Oh, but before she dries them, she has to run water over them.
Yeah, rinses them.
And you dry them with what kind of a piece of cloth?
A towel.
Would you call it a dish towel?
Dish towel, yeah.
And you wash them with what kind of a piece
dish
of
cloth? Dish rag. What a variety there, though.
Somebody told me sponge on this one.
Well, they do use them,
yeah.
Some.
First, what I was after was a dish cloth, dish rag, yeah. Something like that. Huh? And see where you turn the water on, you call that the, you turn on the
faucet.
And if you had a barrel that had one of these things you turn on, what would you call that?
Spigot. You mean like a cider barrel or something?
Uh-huh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Spigot. Don't have them anymore.
You wouldn't have called it a tap, probably.
Well, yes.
But spigot.
Spigot's what you largely
done. Okay. And if you had some fluid and you wanted to get it into a small bottle, you'd probably use a what?
Funnel.
I have to talk with my hands.
That's all right.
And the thing they used to use to make the horse go faster was the
buggy whip. I never had to use one. Last year, before I was married, I drove over 1,000 miles with one horse.
That's interesting. Yes. If you go to the grocery store, they'll probably put your groceries in a big to carry it home. Not a box, but probably
sack.
And if you had 100 pounds, if you went to the store and bought 100 pounds of flour, it would probably be in a what? It was cloth, in a cloth